These words from our epistle lesson. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace into which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God, we pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we ask you to be with us in this time of worship, in this time of rejoicing, and also, Lord, of time of learning. Let us focus everything that we have on your word. In your son's name we pray, amen. If you would, find it in your worship bulletin, the epistle, Romans chapter 5, starting at verse 1 today. Everything that we're going to do is going to be coming from that back sheet. So Romans chapter 5, starting at verse 1. We need to break this down and just take a look at what Paul's trying to say. Since we have been justified by faith, there is a complete statement right there, a complete statement. We have been justified by faith. As Lutherans, we break this down and say, everything that we have comes from God, starts with God. In the Christian realm, there is a little bit of a difference of how this starts, how this comes to play. In the Lutheran Church, we would say that everything that we are in faith starts by God. So the Holy Spirit creates this faith in us. A lot of times, the problem is we want to put so much stuff on it, and then finally, after years and years and years, when we uncover it, we say, okay, now we believe in Jesus Christ. The problem is that the Holy Spirit has been digging at us, digging. Problem is, we're the ones who've been putting all that stuff on it so that we can't see Christ. And so when we say we've been justified by faith, it is a work that God does in us. And it's not something we partner with God. It is something that he wholly gives us. And so that is, as Lutherans, we say we cannot take any credit. Zero, zilch, none. It's all done by God. So we can't take anything away from what the Holy Spirit is trying to do in us. And the problem is, most of our lives, we're the one getting in the way. And so when Paul writes that we have been just, you have been made clean by what God has done and how God has sought you out. By what God did on the cross is how you can look and say, for the rest of my life, I have something now to live for. Because what Christ has put in me. And so when we take a look at this, through him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace into which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. The Christian church lost a great speaker this week. Most of you guys have ever heard that Billy Graham passed away. And so for 2 days, there was these huge moving tributes, and in the radios, they've been playing a lot of his sermons, and a lot of people have been calling into the radio stations talking about the day they were at a Billy Graham crusade, and they heard his speech. Very interesting is, did anyone see Kathy Lee Gifford? Did anyone see Kathy? Here is a personality who, you know what? She shouldn't be that alive and thinking that early in the morning. She gets up and she's in New York time, and so every morning you see her on the TV, and she's talking about various things. And sometimes she brings up faith. I wonder if anyone here actually saw her tribute to Billy Graham. And it is very interesting is she talked about that it was Billy Graham who planted this idea in her head about God that she wanted to take a closer look at. And she equates her entire family of it changing for the better because of looking at what Billy Graham had said to her. And so she credits Billy Graham for her faith in Christ. And so interesting enough is that she the day she found out, she was interviewed, and she went on this 15-minute little ramble about what faith really meant. And here was a national spokesperson talking about Jesus Christ as the only way to heaven. And it's something that you don't hear. And she said that it is the hope that she can now live by for the rest of her life. It was hope that she said that allowed her to take in her arms her dead husband and to rejoice in the fact that she didn't have to grieve for his dead body, that he was in heaven. And so it was the hope found in Jesus Christ, in his word, that she said, you know what, I don't have to grieve what's going on in this world. And so she said, if you had a cure for cancer, would you keep it to yourself? She said, I have the cure for the ailments of this world, and his name is Jesus Christ. And interesting enough is that she did not hold back about the faith that she had in Jesus on national TV so that a lot of people could see her. And so it was very interesting that someone in a day and time in which having a faith found in someone greater than yourself is usually mocked and scorned. This national spokesperson said, you know, I don't care what other people do. I don't care if I lose my job. I'm going to profess who I have, the hope I have in Jesus Christ. And so she was saying that this is the building block in her life. And so if you look at this, in verse 10, if you could underline any word in that sentence, I would say there's two words that I would say that we'd point out. Two words. Number one, enemy, and number two, reconciled. You see, this world wants to point out, I'm a good person. I'm a good person. The problem is, in the Christian faith, we would not say that. I would say, when I go to the cross and take a look at what Christ did for me, the reason why he died, the reason why he had to go through such a painful death is that when I stand before the cross, I stand before with no worth in me. No worth in me. And so when I stand before a holy God, I must see that nothing in myself merits what Christ would love me. And so when I take a look at this, it's amazing. Because I go to the cross as an enemy of Christ. Not just, I'm just a good person that every now and then I do something wrong. I stand before Christ knowing full well that what I'm doing in life is so far away from what he wants from me, so far away what he has commanded me, that I have literally not just, you know, or maybe you're about to know, when he doesn't want to do what you want him to do, you with teenagers, that you know exactly what happens is that you try to say, you know what, this is for the best of you, and you get the door slammed in your face. It's the same thing with a relationship to God. As his children, as our Heavenly Father, he is the one that time and time again we've slammed the door in his face because we want to be so far away from God in those moments. And yet Christ says in this verse that he has reconciled, that he has paid the price. Look at verse 10. Only by the shedding of his innocent blood are we brought back into the fold. And so we can say on this morning, when we take a look at what the Scripture says that without the shedding of blood, without Christ dying on the cross, therefore we have nothing. And we are totally lost. And so what a great thing this morning we can say, we can come here and say, once we leave here, we can leave with a joy. Doesn't matter the weather, doesn't matter what anything else. I can look at that fresh snow and say, that's the way God looks at me. doesn't see my blemishes, doesn't see anything that I see, but he sees this amazing person that he died for, that he loved me so much, that he would go to the cross to make me just like what we see outside. And what a great time for us. Some of us, what time did you get up this morning? What time did you get up? 4:30? 5? Did you shovel with a hand rake? Did you shovel with a small scoop? Did you get to plow through? Are we patting ourselves on the back because we're the ones who are here? And yet at the same time, none of that really matters. What matters is we leave here knowing that not we are blessed because we are here, we're blessed because God was here. That Christ was here among us to give us new life. And we go out from here with that amazing sense that we have a new hope in Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter the weather. It doesn't matter what we have to plow through in life. We plow through with Christ's power. And so when we have the hope, we go outside here with something that really no one in this world can take away from us. And so when I go away from here, I got to go away from here knowing that what he gives me is enough. Lord God, Heavenly Father, on this morning in which Lord God, you have once again shown us a beauty that, Lord God, you have put into pictures with your word. Lord God, help us understand that we have no beauty in ourselves, and yet it is by your blood that we are washed whiter than snow. So, Lord God, it doesn't matter what the weather it is. We thank you that when we can look outside here, you have given us a visual reminder of how you look at us. So, Lord God, we thank you for all, what you have done. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.